Melissa, you have manifested such a meaningful, fun, and love-filled life. To what would you attribute your success in manifesting this incredible life and career?
Pure just guts, just looking ahead. It's funny thing about manifesting is we do it every day, all day long, all the time, and we don't even know it. Most of us do it just on you know, automatic, and we don't know that the things that we are going through are things that we bring to us. We don't understand the nature of this reality that we're in. And 10 years ago, when I started understanding this after going through breast cancer, when I saw that the reason I had reached my success in music is because it was the sole dream of mine. That was the thing I was putting all of my energy to, all of my feeling, all of my thought, all of my emotion was going into wanting to write music and share it with the world and stand up in front of them and be meaningful to the world. And it's funny, you can start out with a certain manifestation, and as your life goes on and as you get older, you realize that your desires in it change, and so your manifestations change. And 10 years ago, when I went through breast cancer, that's when I thought, well, okay, it's not just, I just don't want to be rich and famous. I want to contribute. I want to feel that connection with my fellow men and women and of the earth, and you know, this time and this you know, mankind and what we're doing, and that my thoughts and what I am reaching for myself has an effect on all of the world. And when I realized this in the last 10 years, I got very, very specific about manifesting my manifestation. Mm-hmm. I got very, very, very particular. And I have seen beyond a doubt that that's the way it works in these, you know, in the last 10 years. And I am still in the middle of it, and I still understand that that's how it works every single day.
So you said you got really clear and really specific about the manifestation process. Can you share what you mean by that?
Oh, sure. Well, 10 years ago, when I was on chemotherapy, and it was I had breast cancer, and I had two operations. You know, the margins were clear, yet they felt I should do chemotherapy, and they put me on chemotherapy, and it just sent me down this huge hole of physical weakness. And my body, that, you know, the chemotherapy just pretty much takes you as close to death. It kills all your living cells. It's like, okay, we're going to almost kill you, and then we're going to bring you back. And because I didn't have to work, they gave me this thing called dose dense, which was like super duper 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 chemotherapy. And so I was just in bed for weeks, and you know, I spent about 3 months in my house in bed. And basically what happened is my mind tape ran off the reel. I had nothing left to think about. And when I did that, when it finally stopped, when that part of that voice, that's explaining the world to me, you know, that ego voice, when it finally shut up, I realized there was a whole higher self spirit of me in there, and that's where all my power lay. That's where all of it was. And so the days and days and hours of contemplating this and understanding it and reading, oh, I just swallowed books. I just ate, read everything I could about the quantum physics, about the many, many religions in the world and their spiritual basis. And I did all this looking up of everything, and I saw that there was one thing that was consistent, and that was what you do in the world is what you get back. And to me, that's, you know, doing to others as you would have them do to you is manifestation. That's That's how it works, and we've known this in our past cultures, and we're actually learning it in our sciences now, that this is how it works. So as I figured that out, I remember laying there in bed going, okay, well, if this is how it works, then I want to take my thought process and my desires to a higher level. I want to change the world, and I want to work with people who want to change the world. And I believe that this world can be an amazing place where people are moving forward. And I kept saying, I want to change the world. I want to work with people who want to change the world. And and it's funny because then I, at the end of all these great grand thoughts, I said, and I want to win an Oscar. Right? I threw that in with a very gentle, and you know, hey, that would be fun, you know, just a nice fun thing. And so as the months passed, I got a call from Al Gore, you know, who was his Inconvenient Truth slideshow that he was doing on global warming. He calls me and I said, oh, look here, I'm manifesting people who want to change the world. That's great. And then I write a song for his film that I thought was going to be shown in high schools, and it ends up changing the world. And guess what? I won an Oscar.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I actually told a couple of people, because I said, look, if this works the way I think it's going to work, I'm going to tell some people now so that I can come back and go, see, I did it. Remember I told you. And I remember getting a letter from, one of them was a yoga teacher that I hadn't, you know, seen in a couple of years, and she wrote me a letter. She goes, oh my God, I was watching the Oscars and you won an Oscar like you said you were going to. And it just, that's my one like big, there it is. And yet, I can go through everything that's happened in my life for the last 10 years and tell you exactly how I manifested it.
Wow, that's incredible. And I mean, and the people who are listening to this conversation are here for no accident. They are very intent on doing the same for themselves and in their lives. And I know that, you know, when those of us see you, Melissa, like you're such a great example of making your dreams a reality and doing it in an extremely intentional, thoughtful, conscious way. What advice would you give all of us about making our dreams a reality too and really manifesting in the same powerful way that you have?
Oh, I would say to be gentle with yourself. It's like riding a bicycle. And just, it begins with belief. If you understand and get the power of your beliefs under control, the rest is easy. It's understanding your hidden beliefs, the beliefs that you don't even know that you have, that are tripping you up. And because that's what's going to come to you every day is your beliefs, is exactly what you believe in. So examine them. Go inside yourself. Really do amazing work on yourself and know that everything you say, everything you do, and every single thing you even think comes to you. It's an inside job. It's not anybody else. And you can't even blame if someone else comes into your thing, you're like, oh, I was doing great until you showed up. You know, that's not how it works. They come in there because you have that vibration. So it is, if someone comes into your vibration, you brought them in, and it's something you need to work through. It's an opportunity for you to make choices. Everything is an opportunity to make choices.
Totally. You're speaking our language. In terms of making choices, do you have practices or rituals that you do every day to keep you on track so that you are thinking the thoughts you want to think and taking the action you want to take and really continuing to examine those beliefs that are running through your conscious and subconscious brain?
Well, the important things are health. So being active is incredibly important. I hike and I do yoga. And so physical awareness and alertness and nutritional, those two things. You can't, it's like our bodies are super amazing biological computers. Once you really understand the way everything works, you understand the great intelligent design that really went into this, and it's spiritual, how and it's sacred. You're like, wow, I am this incredible thing, and if I feed it healthy food from the earth, isn't that amazing how it works, that I'm here living on earth and earth gives me the food that I need to live? and if I drink water, and so I look at my health and I run it as clear as possible, then my machine is, I call it my meat suit, is running at as great a level as I can. If I keep my systems going by hiking or yoga, and then that helps with my emotional health. But if I haven't eaten well, if I've eaten too much sugar, sugar's a drug. You're on drugs if you're eating sugar, and it's going to your emotions going to go up and down, and these are the things that keep you from working your manifestation process at optimal strength, and so those are very, very important.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you for sharing. So you've made a really major transition, a big transition recently, by going out on your own and starting your own record label and being your own boss. Can you briefly share what inspired this recent transition and how you were able to really make that happen?
Wow, a whole lot went into it. It's been like I said, the last 10 years has been quite a journey, and I've been watching as it's been unfolding. And the way that I chose to walk in these last 10 years was to take one step at a time, one choice at a time. And my mantra, my saying that I always say to myself is choose only love, because there's always a choice between love and fear. And if I just choose love, the next thing will unfold in front of me, and I will know what this is supposed to be. And so I've been, releasing my albums, I've been making my choices, and I see the things that have, made an impact, the things that are working. And a couple of years ago, I started realizing, now wait a minute, I've got this plethora, this huge, humongous amount of goodwill and respect in the world and in my business, yet I'm not making enough money. I'm not making more money. I'm just making enough money. And I started to look at that, and I said, oh, I might have some limiting beliefs about money. And I actually contacted Tony Robbins, who is an amazing businessman and teacher and life coach. He's outstanding. And I went to one of his things in San Jose. I went to Unleash the Power Within, and it was really, really, it just completely got me on the right track, understanding that I believed that of the universe and of myself, I always said, well, I'm going to make enough money, and that's all I ever made was enough money. So it was time for me to start believing that I will have an abundance. An abundance of money, and women especially, we get all twisted up about money. We don't know what to do. We want to give it away. We want to help everybody. We think that money is a very male thing, and so we have a hard time sort of grasping our own financial power. And that's what in the last couple of years has been my journey. So part of it was changing. Once I met with Tony, once I really saw that, wait a minute, I've got some beliefs in here that I didn't even know I had, and I just started cleaning out the whole closet, as it were, and changed management, changed lawyers, changed my whole system. And they were wonderful, they were great. It's just time for something new, and it was for new beliefs, new energy. Changed my record company, went independent, which I thought was very, that was quite a metaphor for, what I was doing, and put out my own album. I had such an amazing time doing it, and I think this is one of my greatest pieces of work that I've done, and whatever's going to happen, I'm not getting caught up in the results. I just know that this, I love playing these songs live. My fans are, you know, reacting and responding to the songs and love them, and so far so good.
I can say that I personally love them, having heard you and recently play and sing some of your new album, Yes. Can you share where people can find you and find the new album and buy it?
Yes, it is available wherever you get your music now, which is so many places. You can find it in a Target or a Best Buy. You can also find it online on your iTunes. You can find it. You can go to melissaetheridge.com, and you can definitely find it there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. You are a true inspiration, Melissa, and your stories about how you have made this really happen and manifested a life that you love, full of love, is really incredible. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. You know that I could go on and on about it, so I appreciate this little bit of time that I got to get this message across. And you just keep doing it. I love hearing the young ladies that really get this now, that you guys are really going to change the world, and it's very exciting.
Thank you. With help from people like you. Well, we'll have to continue this conversation another time if you keep going on about it, because we could just keep listening.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Bye-bye.